zeroing in on Kamala Harris, zero policy items on website, zero pressers, zero interviews, zero primary votes. By Nick Gilbertson on August 12, 2024. The number zero is plaguing Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential campaign, as her website lists zero policy items. She has engaged in zero major interviews or press conferences as the presumptive nominee, and she received zero primary votes. Zero policy positions on the Harris-Waltz website. Harris, who is officially the Democratic nominee, became the presumptive nominee on July 22, 21 days ago. Yet her campaign website does include a page on her policy views as of Monday morning. The website presents biographies of Harris and her running mate, Governor Tim Walz, DMN, who was accused of having stolen valor. It also features a Take Action tab for those who want to get involved in the campaign and an events banner. There is even a store, but 3 weeks into her candidacy, Harris has put out zero official policy positions on her website. Watch, Trump, Kamala stabbed Joe in the back, she got no votes. P in guess RC equals. Data MACA resize equals false data MACA placeholder equals 1 data MACA SRC equals data MACA style equals background. Linear gradient RGBA 0, 0, 0, 0.65, RGBA 0, 0, 0, 0.65, URL. Zero official press conferences. While Harris has not put forth an official policy platform since becoming the presumptive nominee, she has also failed to engage in an official press conference during that time. She spoke with some reporters in a gaggle outside of Air Force 2 as pressure mounted due to her lack of media interaction, but it was not an official press conference. Citing a source, the Daily Mail's Charlie Spiering reported that Harris's last solo press conference was on December 2, 2023, in Dubai, where she fielded 6 questions in 12 minutes. Spiering notably wrote the book Amateur Hour, Kamala Harris in the White House. What is more, in times when Harris speaks with reporters on Air Force 2, her campaign staff insists the conversations are off the record, the Associated Press revealed. In comparison, former President Donald Trump held a lengthy press conference at his luxurious seaside Mar-a-Lago estate on Thursday. Watch, she mad. Kamala snaps at pro-Palestinian hecklers, tries to stare them down. Zero official interviews. Harris has also avoided a wide-ranging sit-down interview with the press since she became the presumptive Democrat nominee 21 days ago. She said Thursday that she would schedule an interview before the end of the month, which is weeks away. Conversely, Trump engaged in an hour-long interview with Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow and Washington bureau chief Matthew Boyle on Thursday night, hours after the presser. Trump also did a phone interview with Fox and Friends on Wednesday, as another example. Per the AP, Harris's strategy boils down to attempting to control the narrative. For the teams behind candidates, the goal is to control the message as much as possible, said Kevin Madden, a Republican communications strategist who was senior advisor to Mitt Romney's campaigns in 2008 and 2012. Interviews and news conferences take that control away. Candidates are at the mercy of questions that journalists raise, even if they try to change the subject. Instead of interfacing with the media, where she would be confronted on issues such as inflation, the economy, and immigration, Harris has been delivering speeches on the campaign trail, where she entirely controls the topic of conversation before her Democrat supporters. Zero primary votes. Perhaps the most glaring zero surrounding Harris is the number of votes she received as a candidate in the Democrat primary. Despite not running as a presidential candidate and President Joe Biden earning the title of presumptive nominee after all nominating contests had been completed, Harris now finds herself as the nominee after a few thousand delegates made the decision online without the input of voters. Harris's ascent came after Biden was reportedly forced out as the presumptive nominee in a behind-the-scenes pressure campaign from top Democrats, donors, and Hollywood elites. The catalyst for the move was Biden's horrendous debate performance against Trump on June 27.